MFR School of the Week with Parks Ford. Introducing the Ford Fiesta Active. Practical, versatile and adventurous by nature.
So every morning at 25 tonight, we head off to a local school for School of the Week with Parks Motor Group.
And we speak away to star pupil every single day. And today we're at Haldowrie Primary School, so let's meet our first star pupil.
Hi, my name is Zara. I go to Haldowrie Primary School. I'm in Primary 7 and my teacher is Miss Budge.
So, she's good, Zara. When we caught up with her, we asked her if she could swap places with anybody in the world. Wait for this. Who would it be?
I would swap with Peter Pan because then I'd have a shadow that can move, I could fly, and I would never grow up.
Now that is a clever answer.
That is well good. She's thought about that.
We've had celebrities, we've had rich people, but fictional characters as well.
And she's got a double. She's got a twofer because she's got the shadow on her.
I wonder if Tinkerbell goes along with.
Oh, she's a bit of a madam sometimes. I don't know if I could handle her, you know? Sit in the corner, love. Now, we also asked her for a funny story about her family.
The sheds by our house, something had been stolen out of it. And so the police were coming round. One of my friends, Morgan, hi Morgan, was coming round. And my dad decided to tell her that the police were coming to arrest her. And so when the police came in the door, she put her hands up and said, "I'm an innocent little child round at my friend's house. Please don't arrest me." And it was really, really funny.
What is your dad called?
Ian.
Typical Ian, eh? Such a prankster as Ian.
I like how she's like, "My friend Morgan. Hi, Morgan." Getting a wee mention in there.
Indeed. Now, we asked for a celebrity impression. And if you were listening first doors this morning, you would have heard this. But we didn't reveal who it was. So let's see if you can work out who she's impersonating here.
"You can buy 94 Gonettos for the price of 93.
I'm thinking it's something to do with Simpsons.
No.
I thought it was a poo as well.
But it's not.
And then I thought maybe, you know, it might have been from Still Game.
Okay, I know you don't actually know this yet because you weren't here last week.
Is it Naveed from Still Game?
It's not Naveed from Still Game.
Is it Raj from The Big Bang Theory?
It's not Raj from The Big Bang Theory.
I can't think of anybody else.
Zara, who are you?
I was impersonating Raj from the David Walliams books.
Was a Raj.
Right.
But it's from David Walliams.
I better get reading these books because these kids love them.
They do indeed.
We also asked her if she could tell us her proudest moment of her life so far.
My sister had guinea fowl in an incubator and I was helping look after them because they hatched and they're really fluffy.
What is guinea fowl?
It's like a turkey but it's spotty and about the size of a chicken.
And where are they going to live?
In my garden.
Are they going in the oven at any point in time?
No.
Okay, that's good. Have they got names?
Not yet.
What do you think one of them might be called? Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Dan.
Yeah.
I look like a guinea fowl.
You didn't say you were going to eat the guinea fowl, did you?
Well, I just thought maybe they were growing them up.
That's wild, bud!
Well, look, I just asked the questions.
If Dan ever comes to your school in the future, which I'm not sure is going to happen anymore, he will not kill or eat your animals, I promise. Oh, can't promise that now.
Now, we also asked if she could eat one thing for the rest. It's not guinea fowl.
Guinea fowl.
What would it be?
Well, I have a younger brother, and he watches the Teletubbies, and they have something called Tubby Custard, and it sounds amazing. And so, yeah, that I'd eat Tubby Custard.
You would eat Tubby Custard?
Yeah.
A load of random answers we've had today.
Mind when they used to have Tubby Custard out in the shops, which is strawberry yogurt. They had us fooled.
Amazing. Our star pupil today is Zara. She goes to Haldowrie Primary.
Bye bye, peeps.